Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and this is the hurricane edition of the show. But first, let's say a quick thank you to our sponsor. International Coffee Farms grows and sells specialty coffee from Boquete, Panama. Their specialty coffee sells for a premium to the commodity coffee at auction, and as a landowner, you would benefit from those high prices. The idea of a safe, diversified, cash-flowing offshore investment is intriguing to you. Check out International Coffee Farms at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back. And this is the hurricane edition of the show. Unfortunately, Hurricane Florence has heaped tons of misery on the coastal states in North Carolina and South Carolina. And now our attention shifts towards the recovery. It's estimated that as many as 250,000 homes in North Carolina have been affected directly by the storm, which continues to affect the area with heavy rainfall, in some areas as much as 30 inches of rain. The alarming fact is that despite the devastating year for hurricanes last year, still a very small percentage of people are carrying flood insurance. Along the coast, it's estimated that somewhere between 10 to 20% of the properties carry national flood insurance, and when you go further inland, that number drops to somewhere between 1 to 3%. A lot of Americans do the responsible thing and they go out and they buy insurance thinking that they have coverage. The fact is, most standard homeowner policies do not cover flood insurance. And so that leaves a lot of people tremendously exposed. Your insurance company is your friend while you're paying your premium and they're collecting your money. But at the point when it comes to making a claim, you become legal adversaries. They will send your policy off to legal for review and legal will try and determine if there's some way the insurance company can get out of paying you. Even in cases where someone is successful in collecting on an insurance claim, the amount of money that's actually recovered is usually about a third of the actual damage, especially when we're talking about flood-related issues. The impact of a storm like what we've just experienced can be multifaceted. Of course, it's the primary impact on the people who are directly affected by the storm, the damage to their homes and property. The secondary impact is on the construction industry as a whole. There's a short-term spike in demand for materials, and we can see material prices jump 10, 20, 30% in the weeks immediately following the storm as there is acute demand and transportation is an issue. And then, of course, there's the business opportunity to mobilize resources physically to help those areas affected. Especially when you're dealing with water damage, we are still in a warm part of the year where water damage can turn into mold damage in a very short time period. So getting things cleaned out, dried out quickly is of vital importance. And of course, let's not forget that hurricane season is far from over. It's been a very hot summer, and the Mid-Atlantic is going to need a place to blow off some steam, and that's what we call a hurricane. If you've got a business that's part of the supply chain in the construction industry, now's the time to think about mobilizing resources. If you own a roofing company and you have a container or two or 10 of roofing shingles, see what it would take to get them on a truck headed towards North Carolina. It's going to be needed. There will be a shortage of materials. This is not about making a quick buck. It's about helping out our community in a moment of need. Over the last several decades, we've had an increasing shift in culture where everyone looks to the government to solve problems. FEMA will solve it. The government will solve it. Donald Trump will solve it. And the reality is, it takes a distributed team to solve problems. A football team doesn't win because it has a quarterback. When the team wins, the quarterback may get more than his share of the credit. And when they lose, the quarterback gets more than his share of the blame. But at the end of the day, it takes the entire team. So stop looking to government to solve the problem. Stop looking to the insurance company to solve the problem. Look to the community to pull together and solve the problem. And if you're a member of the community that has something to offer, now's the time to stop, put down your tools, and think, what can I do to help the community in its moment of need? Because remember, 90% of the people along the coast have no insurance for flood, and 97% of the people inland have no flood insurance whatsoever. Some homeowners will have to go out and get additional loans in order to find money to repair the damage. At the end of the day, maybe not everything will get repaired. Maybe there won't be sufficient funds to repair everything. Now, I've been back to Houston since Hurricane Harvey, and there are certainly a lot of properties that have been fully restored to what they were prior to the hurricane. And there are also many thousands of families that are now living in rental accommodations and still not back into their homes. So as you're thinking about that, ask yourself, what can I do to help the situation? Have an awesome day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.